Please be aware that this episode of the Bucks Bulletin was recorded just prior to Mike Evans being taken off the COVID reserve list.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, final edition of the year as we look at the Week 17 game and fantasy plays for Bucks at Jets in what should be, in season-long leagues, your last fantasy opportunity of the year. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild and is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Longtime supporters of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and holiday spectacular at West Chase Golf Club, I thank Brandon Legal Group for their continuing support of both podcast and golf tournaments, and basically being there for anything I need when it comes to the golf tournaments. They provided a couple of wonderful prize baskets that I gave away for the pre-tournament putting contest at West Chase Golf Club. The baskets went over extremely well. Thank you to Brandon Legal Group. Remember, they are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means family law. Full service means divorce. Full service means insert your legal need here. Call anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Click the box that says request a free consultation. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Final edition. Bucks Jets. We'll start with the Bucks side of things, and going back a couple of weeks when it was clearly a Fab Five of Brady, Fournette, Evans, Godwin, Gronk, and that all fell apart in the shutout loss to the New Orleans Saints. The return of Antonio Brown obviously helps. You keep checking status on him right up until kickoff because you just never know. But if you did stick with or pick up Antonio Brown on waivers, you had every reason to play him last week. You have the same reasons to play him as a starting wide receiver or a wide receiver tight end flex this week, no question. Tom Brady is an interesting question. Even last week, the fantasy points in my 21st century standard scoring settings, 12.8, down from where Brady's normal points are. Even Ira Kaufman benched Tom Brady last week, going head-to-head with me in the podcast league championship game. Turns out it was the wrong move because Matthew Stafford did not provide the points that Brady did, but I understood the move that Ira made, and I'm sure there were others who did the same thing as Brady was without obvious weapons around him and coming off that shutout loss. I say just follow the Ira lead here. And granted, it didn't work out for Ira, but even if Stafford had doubled Brady's points, he wouldn't have beaten me head-to-head last week for the Podcast League Championship. But I got it. I mean, Ira was playing the Stafford Cup connection rather than the Brady-Brown connection. If you have another better option, obviously better, with a full complement of weapons, then yeah, maybe this is a spot where perhaps like last week, you don't play Tom Brady. It's your call. I would imagine most of you in season-long leagues with Tom Brady don't have as quality of a backup as Stafford, as Ira did. Ira drafted both, like three rounds apart. He barely played Stafford at all. I think he played him twice. Brady's bye week and in the title game. So I would imagine Brady is going to start in probably 80 to 90% of leagues, especially against the Jets. But I get it. I mean, if you have someone else and they've been sitting on your bench or you've been playing them, say you played them last week and he outperformed Brady, you probably stick with it. In a spot like this, the Bucks are expected to be playing from the lead. They can work Ronald Jones. They can work Keyshawn Vaughn. and it's not on Brady to try to put up a ton of points, a ton of passing yardage. Basically, the Bucs want to go to New York, get a lead, control the clock, and get the heck out of there without any more injuries. That's it. That's all they want to do. It's not a matter of trying to run up 40, 50 points, have Tom Brady throw the ball 40, 50 times. It's not. So if you have another option, go with it. You're not trying to plug and play another option other than Tom Brady. The Ira case was a good one that I offer you as an example. If you have someone like a Matt Stafford, equivalent or better, that's been sitting on your bench all year that you've only played a few times, and you can make an argument, they might throw it more, and they have more of a full complement of weaponry than Brady does, then you might want to make that decision. I still think up to 90%, maybe more, will just go with Tom Brady in their championship game. I don't think you can play Gronk. I disagreed last week when he popped up on various rankings as the number two or three tight end come Sunday. I did not play him in my championship game against Ira. It was the right call. And I did not play him in spite of the fact that the thinking was Gronk was going to bounce back from that bad game against the Saints and was actually a healthy target that Brady could count on now that he had lost Godwin and Evans. It just didn't work out. Something is off. And if you're a Buccaneer fan, you kind of want to see it click again, but you know, before you believe in it. I think these two guys will get it back together when it matters in the playoffs, unless something is wrong with Gronk that we're not hearing about. He missed a lot of time, and since he's been back, there were a couple of good high-volume games there, but not getting in the end zone, not converting on red zone looks. It's just off right now. I don't think you can play a hunch and say, yep, this is the week on the road against the Jets. Gronk gets you 75 yards and a touchdown or two. I just don't think you can play that hunch based on what is happening recently. So that brings us to the running backs, because no other Buck here is really in play in season-long leagues. It's just too big of a risk. I don't think you can go Keyshawn Vaughn this week. And I know, look, I was there with a lot of you running out of available players. I had to plug and play for the first time all year. Jeff Wilson and Justin Jackson were my starting running backs in the championship game last week. And they both came through. They added up to about 40 points in my scoring settings. I was very fortunate. So I know you might be looking for plug-and-play running backs this time of year. I don't think Keyshawn Vaughn is one of them, mainly because he's not going to get the bulk of the carries unless Ronald Jones gets hurt or Ronald Jones fumbles the ball or does something that Ronald Jones has done on occasion in the past. It doesn't look to be the case here. I can't make an argument for Vaughn to touch the ball 10 to 12 times. Last week in a blowout win against Carolina, he touched it seven. He had one play of significance, and it was even early in the game, and they didn't stick with the hot hand. Now, that early run probably led to him getting another series and perhaps getting up to seven carries, but he had one play of significance, a 55-yard touchdown run. That's it. That's not enough for you to go on with your league championship on the line this week. Now, that said, if you have owned Ronald Jones, or you picked him up when Fournette went down, I see him rostered in 86% of Yahoo leagues. Yeah, you're playing him in this spot. I don't think you have a reason not to. Last week's numbers, 14.1 points. You'll take that. You'll absolutely take that. He touched the ball 22 times. So even with Keyshawn Vaughn having one big play and getting seven touches, 22 touches for Ronald Jones. I can see a very similar number here and a floor of at least 15 touches unless Jones is injured, fumbles away a ball early, something like that. So yeah, Ronald Jones would be an RB2 or a RB3 type flex play if you need him this week. For the Jets, I'll be brief. Same thing I've said about the Jets all year. Don't play New York Jets in season-long leagues. There's always a better option out there. There were some of my opponents, not Ira. Some of my opponents, I don't think Ira did. No, he didn't. Some of my opponents in our podcast league fantasy playoffs made the mistake of starting a New York Jet against me. Got them nothing. Don't make that mistake. Don't chase points with Michael Carter. Off his 16-carry, 118-yard week last week, he actually touched the ball 18 times for 124 yards of tandem offense against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's rostered in 77% of leagues. Just don't do it. And don't get cute with Tevin Coleman either. Just don't play a Jet in your title game. Sure, they're playing the Bucs this week. Yeah, that's another argument against it. Although I have told you, the opponent should not matter. Again, I'm a league champion this year. I didn't draft any running backs in the first three rounds, and I told you on a week-to-week basis, you play your best players based on information involving them and their team, and don't worry about the opponent that week. And I'm talking to you as a league champion with that philosophy. But sure, Jaguars lost to the Jets last week. Bucks in a position to hammer the Jets this week. So there's nothing there that says, yeah, but Michael Carter is someone I'm going to play this week. You're on your own if you do. Good luck with that. I think most people that made the mistake of starting New York Jets in season-long leagues this year wish they had never put a Jet on the roster. So there's no one else here that is worth talking about. Come on. If you made it this far, it's your championship game. There are better options out there on your team or on waivers. Look at what I did last week with Jeff Wilson and Justin Jackson. Look at the previous week with a Duke Johnson down in Miami. At least get a player on a better team rather than dropping down to the bottom three in the league with someone on the Jets or someone on the Jaguars. I thank you for listening all season long to the Bucs Bulletin. I imagine we'll be back in 2022 to do the same thing on a week-by-week basis for the Bucs and their opponent from a fantasy perspective only. And remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, as a separate podcast, continues with Season 6 information. And don't forget the Todd Wright Toddcast for non-fantasy content as well. Thank you for listening all season long to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucs Bulletin. Thanks to my sponsor, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Good luck in your title game this week.